Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
My friend Travis Hancock from Mac and Bone in the mornings on WFNZ in Charlotte is joining us now on the Adam Gold Show. 1 week from today is the NFL draft. Do you care?
What's happening, man? Yeah, the NFL draft. It's really all we have to care about around here at times.
But do you care about the first round?
Well, as a fan also of the New York Jets, I do have that going on as well. So, yeah, I care. And then you never know. The Panthers might get frisky and try to move up. That'll be entertaining to see if that happens or not. So, yeah, we live in Charlotte over here, man. We're always excited for draft no matter what.
So,
coaching searches and draft is what we do around here.
Too often. The draft happens every year. The coaching searches shouldn't happen as often as they do. So we've kind of batted this around all week. If the Panthers packaged 33 and 39 to get back up into the first round, how would you take that?
Well, I think there's a couple of guys that if they started to fall, you'd really have to consider it. One of them is just, I saw a mock draft recently where Rick Spielman of CBS Sports had Brock Bowers going 31 in the draft.
Wow.
And if Brock Bowers got anywhere in the 20s for what the Panthers need, then certainly you'd have to consider making a deal. I don't think that's going to happen. The other guy that we probably haven't talked about enough, and I've seen him kind of at 20, 21, 22, that's Brian Thomas from LSU, mm-hmm. the wide receiver. And there's going to be a run on wideouts with Buffalo, desperate. Kansas City's always looking to add, and San Francisco with Ayuk's status. We don't know what's going on there. So McConkey could be there as a guy that's big after the catch. So if Brian Thomas started to get from LSU like into that 24-25 range and he was much higher on their board, which he probably is, than some of the other guys, that might be a guy to watch for. But other than that, I don't know. You know, there's so many wideouts, Adam, in this draft.
Yes. You
can stay at 33 and 39, really, and get, you know, it's so deep that they may not have to move to get a guy that can be an immediate contributor.
Travis Hancock, Mac and Bone in the morning at T-Bone WFNZ is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. Here's the thing. I read that that big piece on the job interviews, the job fair of Bill Belichick yesterday on ESPN.com. And
yeah.
I'm sure you guys, you know, laughed at it too, with David Tepper poring over the analytics of play calling of his head coaches, knowing that, oh my gosh, it just smacks you right between the eyes that the owner is too hands-on when he doesn't, in areas where he shouldn't be hands-on. I'm like, I believe Robert Kraft is hands-on, but he's not hands-on in terms of the plays that the head coach is calling and getting involved in personnel, except when it involved Tom Brady. And Robert Kraft and Bill Belichick was wrong. Does that kind of stuff, like, give you cold sweats like I know it does Victoria, the resident Panthers fan here?
Oh, it's sleepless nights and cold sweats. It's reminding me of dating in my early 20s, where I just lose sleep and I get clammy and things happen. It's the most important thing in the franchise right now. Yeah, there's a lot of important things. Dan Morgan doing his job well. Bryce Young playing at a higher level with Dave Canale. Like, all those things matter. But none of it matters if David Tepper doesn't take a step back and realize that he's the problem. Because you can go find new coaches, they have. New quarterbacks, they have. New GMs, they have.
Adam Gold in studio with my man, Coach Pete DeRuta, Capital Financial Advisory Group. I was on your website, and I love the term financial termites because there are always things eating at your money that you can't see.
So you don't want financial termites. Termites in the financial world are risk, fees, unnecessary commissions. All the bad things that we see and we hear about on TV are happening many times inside your portfolio you don't see. So you need a financial exterminator. Well, for the next 10 of you who call, we'll put together for you your very own total retirement plan at no cost.
Call 888 843 0013 or text Adam to 600-700.
Adam Gold is a paid spokesman. Investment advisory services offered by Capital Financial Advisory Group, a North Carolina registered investment advisor.
That can be a revolving door. But if the owner is not willing to learn, adapt, and understand what he's doing wrong, then all of a sudden you're Washington, you're the Baltimore Orioles, you're these franchises that had notoriously bad ownerships for a long time. You know, Bryce Young could fail and would be upset, but that happens. But David Tepper's not going anywhere, man. And if he doesn't learn, and you are 100% right, I have no problem if they have a free agent meeting and Dan Morgan lays out the plan that they're going to spend all this money on two guards or coaching, all that stuff. He needs to have – he owns the team. There are things that you run by him, trades, moves. Fine, go about it. But it's the play-calling stuff that happens that's not normal. It's the story that happened from Joe Person in November where he washed it clean. He watched the Cleveland Browns game. Now, we're not sure when this was. This could have been Ernest Biner, Jim Brown. We don't know when he watched the game, but he saw some running play that he liked and submitted it to Frank Reich. See, that stuff right there, I mean, seriously, like, I mean, who knows? Like, I want to know what game that was, to be honest. Like, what was that? But it's those things right there. Be involved in moves and have an input, and that's fine. And it's the play calling. And I said today, look, Michael Jordan was a bad owner, but if Michael Jordan saw something wrong with a player or something on the court wrong, you're probably still going to listen to Michael Jordan's advice on how to, you know, fix your shot. Or you're going to listen to the GOAT. I don't know if you want David Tepper giving advice on Bryce Young's footwork, because that also happened last year.
David Tepper on footwork, that is very interesting. Here's the thing that I talked about with Tepper, and this is the problem we get. You know, billionaires who own teams, in general, for the most part, they're all smart. I'm not talking about those owners who inherited teams. But David Tepper made his billions in another industry, like Jerry Jones made his billions in another industry. And obviously, they have a level of acumen for whatever their field is that have allowed them to accrue this much money that they could just buy a team. And in David Tepper's case, he paid cash for an NFL franchise. But it's disrespectful to the people who have made their career and their life in the game when David says things like, I've been around football a long time. Like, well, yeah, as a fan, you've been around football. That is incredibly different. Like, I don't care how much Stratomatic you played. Like, or Madden. He might have been a Madden guy. I don't know. I'm not a Madden guy. Tepper and I are probably close to the same age. But that doesn't make you a football guy. Those are the people that we need to listen to.
Yeah, if the new offensive coordinator, Brad Idzik, walked into the office and said, hey, Tep, I've got I got some stock advice for you. I've got some investment. If they reverse course and random coaches and personnel came in and said, hey, you know, you got to check out this or whatever, however the stuff, you know, this is if they gave him like financial advice, do we think he'd listen to that?
No,
I don't think so. So on the reverse, it's like, you're going to tell these guys who know more than you what they should do. Like, you're not taking financial advice from these guys. They shouldn't be taking football advice from the stuff that we're talking about on the field, play calling, quarterback footwork. Leave that to the guys that you hired, because you hired those guys for a reason.
Yeah, if Idzik walked in with like an inside tip on orange juice futures, like from Trading Places, that might be a different story. Travis Hancock, Mac and Bone in the Morning on WFNC in Charlotte is joining us.
You know, I misfired on an investment back in my day, and I still kick myself for it.
Really?
I remember I believe it was kind of like the fall of 2004. My roommate came in and said, you got to check out this thing called YouTube. I said, what are you talking about?
Oh, gosh.
And I went to the website, and I'm like, man, this thing is really going to be – I said, like, you can watch sports video. I said, this whole thing here, this is going to be crazy. It was like right away, I was like, man, this YouTube thing is going to take off. And I didn't know how to do anything about, like, investing in
right.
stuff. Turns out that I probably should have figured that out in 2004. And then we're not talking – I might be owning the Panthers today.
You would be a better owner. You would be a better owner of the Panthers, Travis.
Oh, tremendous owner.
So here's my friend who brought this to me a long time ago actually lives in the Raleigh area right now. And if he is listening, I apologize because I've thought about this a lot. He had an idea, I kid you not, for online tee time booking.
Oh.
And I said, nobody's going to do that. Courses aren't going to want to give you money to book their tee times online. Yeah. I told him no. I told him it was a dumb idea.
Oh, my
God. Of course. What do I know? I'm an idiot. I had one too
about restaurant delivery where I'm like, why can't we get like restaurants to deliver like not just pizza and Chinese places? Turns out, well, another one, I had YouTube and DoorDash years in advance, and I'm now here I am trying to figure out how to get money at the vending machine every day.
Exactly. Yeah, you're like, oh, did somebody lose a nickel? Did somebody lose a nickel? All right, final thing for Travis Hancock. All right, let's fast forward. The draft is over. Tell me, well, let's say day two is over. What, in your mind, would be a successful draft for the Panthers?
Well, they got to go wide out in the 30s. That has to be one. And I think 39 can be one. I'm really starting to like this Pearsall kid from Florida, potentially at 39. I think that they have to address.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The edge, wide out in either center or tight end in some form. There's some really, really, really high quality centers. It's not a sexy position there.
No.
But, you know, if they got a center at 33, a wide out at 39, a wide out has to be one of those two. And then they really, really, really need a tight end too, man. They have not addressed that at all. They're depending on Tommy Treble to be the one tight end right now. That 65, I think, is going to have to be tight end. So if they got wide out, center or edge, and a tight end in the 60s. I think that's addressing all these areas of need. The thing about the center position is you've already invested in two guards. You got Austin Corbett playing center right now. Why not just go all the way in, get your two guards, your center, Icky, and then we'll see about Moten down the line. But you can really solidify your offensive line for a long, long time. So I think center, a wide out, and then addressing edge or tight end somewhere along the way would equate to what we would think is a pretty good day, but we've had some pretty good days before, and then they go play the games and we come back to this conversation again.
Travis Hancock, Mac and Bone in the Morning at T-Bone WFNZ, my man. Thank you much for jumping on today. I will talk to you very soon.
Hey, next time I have an idea that may end up being a $1 billion industry, I'm going to hit you up right away.
All right, we'll do it. And we'll both say, nah, and then somebody else will make $1 billion.
Yep, that's how it works.
Yep, exactly. All right, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
All right, man.
You got it. Travis Hancock here, WFNZ.
More great news for Cary commuters. With the new GoCary app, you can track your bus live on the interactive map feature. Stay informed with the latest news and service updates right at your fingertips. Save your favorite locations and routes for quick and easy access, making your daily commute a breeze. Plus, with the GoCary app, you can easily connect to GoCary.org for even more resources and information. Best of all, the GoCary app is absolutely free to download on the Apple and Google Play stores. GoCary, where getting there is just a tap away.